The European Central Bank cut interest rates by a quarter of a percent yesterday, the first cut in rates in nearly 5 years. And people on trackers will see the benefit, but those on fixed rates, well, they'd be disappointed by the headlines this morning. Banks balk at pressure from Harris to pass on cuts, it says in the Irish Times. Banks unlikely to pass on full rate cuts, according to the Examiner. Central Bank Governor Gabriel McLouf joins us. And let's deal with that first point, Mr. McLouf. The banks not passing on cuts straight away to those on fixed mortgages. How long will they have to wait?
Well, good morning. And let's just take a step back and just say what happened yesterday. Because I think what happened yesterday was a piece of good news for the European economy, which is that we judged, my colleagues and I on the Governing Council of the ECB, judged that we're getting on top of inflation, which at the end of the day is something that harms everybody in society. So the road that we've travelled has been a pretty hard one. You know, we put up interest rates in 2022. We stopped putting them up in September 2023. And having looked at what's happened to inflation over the last 9 months, we're now confident that the disinflation process is working. It doesn't mean, incidentally, that we know how fast we're going to carry on or if at all.
Because it's not working as much as had been hoped, isn't that right?
No, because there are certainly the road, this is the phrase we've been using, the road is bumpy. We've seen in some sectors in the European economy, especially services, we've seen inflation much stronger there, wage growth much stronger. So it's not absolutely clear as to the pace of the disinflation mm-hmm. process, but at least it is working. So we're more confident there. So we've made the decision yesterday. And as President Lagarde said, there's no predetermined path for interest rate reductions. And we now, I would expect banks, other lenders, and the financial system as a whole to start to respond to that.
Banks will be passing it on to fixed rate customers at some point?
Well, at some point, I do expect that to happen, but the pace at which it happens will vary depending on at the end of the day, the contractual arrangements that people have with their lenders. I mean, it's good news for borrowers. It's probably not good news for savers. It's good news for businesses. The third of Irish households that actually have a mortgage, half of those, around half, are fixed. So trackers will see the immediate change, but fixed and variable, that will depend on the individual financial institution that they have their loan with.
Okay. The Fiscal Advisory Council, let's talk about their latest, and it was a pretty blunt warning to the government. They were still using the term fiscal gimmickry to cover the fact that we're spending far more than might appear. It says current budgetary policy is still too loose, still in breach of the 5% spending increase rule. You take out corporation taxes and we're running a budget deficit for the last 19 years. That this is not a time for an everything now approach of cutting taxes and hiking spending. From your point of view, how worried are you that politicians will give in to the pressure for the mother of all giveaway budgets in the run-up to a general election, ignoring the advice of the Fiscal Advisory Council?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be publishing our own projections for the Irish economy. And this month, I will be writing to the minister with my own views as to what I think he should do in the budget. My number one concern is to make sure that the budget supports the ECB's monetary policy decisions. Doesn't act in a cyclical fashion to fuel Irish inflation, because at the end of the day, what we do in Frankfurt is decide on interest rates to manage prices across the whole of the euro area and not for Ireland in particular. So it's quite important that the government pays attention to what impact its policies will have on domestic prices.
So if you're cutting taxes at the same time as you're upping spending, what does that do?
Well, it depends. Potentially it does add to consumption in the economy, and if there's no supply response, because this is the crucial thing, will supply respond, then it'll add to potentially add to inflation. But it does matter as to how you cut taxes. It does matter as to what spending precisely you do. So the detail does matter here.
And this and this 5% increase in spending limit, again, it's been pointed out by the Fiscal Advisory Council, that is a better guide than maybe the European fiscal rules at the moment. And it's one that the government has been breaching again and again. Why does it matter?
Well, I think it matters mainly for credibility reasons, in my view. I mean, the government has set its own rule, and I think it's important the government keeps to its rule. Certainly, we have an issue with the European fiscal rules are based on GDP numbers, which in Ireland are distorted. And central banks, certainly, we don't use GDP as a significant measure of activity. But it's a test of fiscal sustainability in particular. And I think what the Fiscal Council, and I've said this in the past, I mean, you've set this rule and you should stick to your number. I mean, that has been my view too.
And final point, the ESRI and their concerns about the changes in the lending limits for borrowers. It's gone up from 3.5 to 4. And they say at this stage that could be driving up prices.
Well, I don't think we've ever denied that the changes that we made would add to prices. But the whole system is about preventing reckless lending and reckless borrowing. And there is absolutely no evidence that the changes that we made, which you just mentioned, there's no evidence that those are actually leading to destabilizing the financial system. I know what they say, but at the end of the day, our focus is on financial stability. The fact is that house prices are ultimately determined by supply and demand. And supply, as we and the central bank have been saying for some time, supply is failing to meet demand, and that's where that lot of focus and energy needs to be put.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning, Central Bank Governor Gabriel Macluth.